USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Prison officials say Jeffrey Epstein, the disgraced millionaire financier charged with sex trafficking of underage girls, was found dead early Saturday morning in his New York City jail cell. Former Colorado governor and Democratic presidential candidate John Hickenlooper reacts to the news.
He was wealthy, he was powerful, he was handsome. How could he do the things he did and create this web of, really terror for so many women? That's what I have a hard time getting my arms around, is just understanding the man himself.
Republican Senator from Iowa, Chuck Grassley, says he won't recommend President Trump roll back tariffs on China, even with signs a trade war could run past the 2020 election. He explains why.
People of this country, the farmers, appreciate the president standing up against China, unlike Clinton and Bush and Obama did not do.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
President Trump says the United States will respond after several nations have issued travel warnings after a series of deadly mass murders in the United States.
We are a very reciprocal nation, with me as the head. When somebody does something negative to us in terms of a country, we do it to them.
Several countries, including Japan, Germany, Venezuela, and Canada, have issued advisories about gun violence after the murders that left more than 30 people dead in the last month. At the Democratic presidential debates last month in Detroit, Washington Governor, Democratic presidential candidate Jay Inslee called President Trump a white nationalist. During an appearance on Fox News, he defended his rhetoric.
When you land at an airport, you'll see these signs protecting us against terrorism. And it says, if you see something, say something. I see something. I see constant appeals to division from Donald Trump. I see constant missing opportunities to help unite us.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide in jail early Saturday morning, many people are wondering if there's going to be any political fallout. Now, Epstein was connected to both high-ranking Democrats, including former President Bill Clinton, and even Republicans such as President Trump. Lee Carter is a GOP strategist. She tells Fox News,
I would say that you know, with a recent revelation that you've got Richardson and you've got some Democrats that are coming out, you would say, well, the Democrats are going to be in trouble here. But it cuts both ways here. I don't think it hurts any one party more than the other party. If the Democrats are going to go after Democrats, all they have to do is show the picture of President Trump with Epstein and the game over. So I don't think that...
From decades ago.
I just don't think it matters. It's a symbol and it's a story that people are talking about. So on both sides, I think that everybody best leave this one alone.
Extreme heat is one of the leading causes of death in the country. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control. We also have to, though, remember our pets. I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Diane Hess, and she has some tips on how to keep your pets cool when it's hot outside.
Just like you would treat your children, you want to keep them indoors in a cool place, have, you know, great access for water for them. Don't go on an excessively long walk. I know with my dogs, I think when I signed up for my pet walking company, that they said if it's like excessive heat, they don't walk for an hour with the dogs. They just take them out for a relief walk. And they bring them back inside.
Hess also says to keep pets off asphalt, concrete, and avoid direct sunlight. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.